Praise the Lord. Okay. I promise that we will take some questions. But let this be behind you. Let's read some scriptures. Let it be your thought. Amen. The first scripture we will read is Proverbs chapter 21. And 1 verse 16. Proverbs chapter 21 and verse 16. This is what it says. The man that wandereth out of the way of understanding, what will happen to that person? Shall remain in the congregation of the dead. If you say you don't want to walk in a pathway of understanding, you will remain in a congregation of, but you remain in the congregation of the dead. So that you understand Proverbs chapter 4 verse 7. Proverbs chapter 4 and verse 7. Wisdom is the principal thing. Therefore get wisdom. Then he added, and with all thy getting, get what? Get understanding. Get understanding. Praise the Lord. You must get understanding, if not, you'll be walking in darkness in this Christian journey. John chapter 8, the words of Jesus himself, verse 31 and verse 32, very popular scripture. What does it say? John chapter 8, verse 31 and verse 32. Then said Jesus to those Jews which believed on him, if you continue in my word, then are you my disciples indeed. And ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. I love what the Spirit spoke through prophet Hosea chapter 4 verse 6. Hosea in the Old Testament chapter 4 verse 6. Jesus says here, you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. The prophet says, the Spirit of the Lord was speaking in that prophecy, my people, first and foremost, the emphasis there is that they are his people. They are not serpents, they are not tares. Genuine children of God are destroyed for what? Are we together? They are destroyed not for lack of anointing, no. They are not destroyed for lack of anointing, no. There is anointing, nyafu, 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 yet they are destroyed. His people. For lack of knowledge. But he tried to teach them knowledge. He says, but they rejected it. Therefore he said, because thou hast rejected knowledge, he's talking to his people, I will also reject thee. That thou should be no priest to me. See, thou hast forgotten the law of thy God, I will also forget thy children. Kai. And yet there is, oh no. Just ponder about that. And we talk about understanding. This is how understanding comes. Isaiah 28 and verse 8, 9 and 10. The Spirit was speaking again by the prophet Isaiah. He said, for all tables are full of vomit and filthiness. Which table? The table where the bread of life is served. The spiritual food is served. And that table is the pulpit. Remember that the natural Israel is speaking also of the spiritual Israel. The condition of the natural Israel, if you look at it today, look at it carefully, you then understand the condition of the spiritual Israel, the Jews. We are the spiritual Jews. Let's read it again. For all tables are full of vomit and filthiness, so that there is no place clean. No place clean. Whom shall he teach knowledge? Who are those that want to know, have knowledge? And whom shall he make to understand doctrine? Them that are weaned. They are the ones that are qualified. Weaned from the milk and drawn from the breasts. Hallelujah. For precept must be upon precept. Precept upon precept. Line upon line. Line upon line. Here a little and there a little. That is how you will understand the word of God. That is how you will understand doctrine. Those who reject Old Testament will never understand the New Testament. You can never understand the New Testament rejecting the Old Testament. Hallelujah. He said, them that are weaned from the milk and drawn from the breast. I've explained this before, that God decided, Apostle Peter, I think, is the one that said, as newborn babes, he said that we should desire the sincere milk of the word of God. And the milk that a newborn baby feeds from comes from the breast of the mother. Hallelujah. And it is not only one breast. There's a reason why God did not give a woman one breast. It's because the child will need milk from both breasts. Amen. For balance, he didn't give us one leg. You can't balance with only one leg. He gave us two legs. Gave us two hands. Gave us two eyes. Two ears. Two nostrils. Praise the Lord. Even two mouths. Amen. And so also God himself has designed to feed us spiritually from two breasts, the Old and the New Testament, for you to balance as far as salvation is concerned. Praise the Lord. And you don't just pick one and run off with it. Don't pick one doctrine and run off. It must line up with others. Precept upon precept. That's why in 2 Timothy chapter 2 verse 15, Apostle Paul says, he says, study to show thyself approved unto God. A workman that need not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. Here a little, there a little. Praise the Lord. Precept upon precept. And you discover that concerning the anointing of the Holy Ghost, the power of God, especially the Pentecostals, we don't have problem with that. But when it comes to Christian principles, the teachings, hallelujah, of scriptures that will make you wise unto salvation, not too many Christians know that. And so he could say, my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. And you are a Christian and you are still in one bondage or the other. But he said, you will know the truth. It's the truth you know that will set you free. Praise the Lord. And God has raised this ministry and given us a platform where people are hearing us all over the world. And it will surprise you that a lot of things that you just know, because you came across us sitting down here for a number of years, that you commonize. I'm telling you, there are people also in some other places all around the world, that a lot of these things that are common here, they sound strange when we begin to teach them, because, or they begin to hear us, Because many of them are as far in their Christian journey, as far from Bible Christianity as East is from the West. I'm telling you. And that is what has reduced the church to the condition that she is today. And we are not saying that we are perfect. And I'm not standing here to answer questions because I know everything. No, far be it. Nobody will finish knowing God. Even when we meet him face to face, he will still remain a mystery. Praise God. But we know enough that can take us from earth to glory. We know enough to face the Antichrist. We know enough to stay away from error. We know enough, hallelujah, to balance our Christian life. And that is all we try to share with the whole world. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Open my eyes that I may see. That's our sincere prayer. Glimpses of truth thou hast for me. Blessed in my heart the wonderful gift. Oh, thou shalt unclasp and set me free. Oh, silently now I wait for thee. Ready, my God, thy will to see. Open my eyes, illumine me. Spirit divine. Please, we answer some of your questions. Call us from wherever you are or send us a mail, text message. Please feel free if I answer anything that is wrong. Please correct me with a call, and I'll be glad to learn from you. But always don't tell me what you feel. Show me the scripture that supports what you are saying. Then I will correct myself. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. And please don't be angry at my language. Try to listen to what I'm saying, not how I am saying it, because I didn't go to any school of theology, so nobody taught me how to talk so that people will not be offended. But the Holy Ghost has taught me how to talk so that a sinner can repent. And it is repentance I am looking for when I stand at this altar. May every sinner therefore repent in the name of Jesus. Amen. God bless you. I came in now and some questions, some mails were brought out for me. Let me see how many I can go before I answer anybody here or any call that can come in. I have one that was sent by Ndodana Moyo. You said, greetings in Jesus' name. Pastor, ever since I heard your preaching, long before the former launch of your station, I felt a strong, inevitable witness that this is a genuine, expected end time truth. I now have the channel via my FTA decoder, and I have an unquenchable zeal to always hear more of the end time mysterious truth, and I watch it 24/7. I am a believer from Baptist Church in the city of Bulawayo, Zimbabwe. I am zealous and bothered to know about the baptism of the Holy Ghost because I am being taught that as I receive Christ, the Spirit of God indwells me instantly, as in 1 Corinthians 3, verse 16, which I believe is scriptural. I have never heard my pastor speak emphatically about the baptism of the Holy Ghost, but I see it in the scriptures. Is this experience independent from this instant indwelling of the Spirit at conversion? Please help me, Pastor, because at one time in my life, praying and fasting, I had, without a doubt, an inward voice telling me to ask God for the baptism of the Holy Ghost. But since it's an unmentioned message in my church, I became weak to stand with consistency of faith about this matter. Please help me, Pastor. Hey! That is why I preached a message earlier. I titled Salvation by Assumption. The most dangerous thing you can do to yourself is to assume that you are saved. Through any teaching, salvation cannot be by assumption. You will be saved, and you will know you are saved, and you will know when you got saved. Amen. Listen, church, this question is very important. You are saved, salvation. You are saved. Not because you made a confession. Not because you decided to give your life to Christ. Listen, that you give your life to Christ is an action of the Holy Ghost. It is the Holy Ghost that brings conviction upon you. First, He convicts you to know that you are a sinner and that if you don't repent, you are going to hell. That is not yet salvation. That is what pushes you to go to Christ to give your life to Him. It is an action of the Holy Ghost. Suddenly you realize you are a sinner. It is an action of the Holy Ghost that brings conviction, that makes you to be concerned for your life, that sends you to Christ. Many of us believe that when they call, make altar call, you take off, you come, and some churches, you repeat some prayer after them. Then they say you are saved and you become a church member somewhere. Ha! It's not your salvation, no! He said, come to me, Matthew 11:28. All ye that labor and are heavy laden, when you come, He will do something. Amen. You are a child of your Father because He gave birth to you. And that birth came by a process. So it is with the Holy Ghost. You are a Christian because the Spirit of Christ dwells in you. And He does not just dwell in you so that you will be saying, I'm a child of God, I'm a child of God. He dwells in you to do a work that transforms a sinner to a saint. If a man be in Christ, he's a new creature. Old lifestyle, all things are past. All things now become new. Praise the Lord. If you have not the Spirit of Christ, you are none of His. By one Spirit, I am quoting scriptures. That is Romans chapter 8 verse 9. And 1 Corinthians chapter 12 verse 13. By one scripture and by one Spirit are we baptized into the body. You are not a Christian until you have received the baptism of the Holy Ghost. The Spirit of God coming to indwell you. You will know when it happens. You will see practically life changing. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So, I hope I have answered that question for my brother. Go and pray for the Holy Ghost. So, my brother from Bulawayo, Zimbabwe. Another question. It says, Shalom, Pastor Moses. We very much like to hear your thoughts on emerging trend of diverse ministries springing up these latter days with specific messages or connotations to holiness message. As many who aren't necessarily pastors or prophets have given messages they say they received either in near death of God's mercy, restoring them back to their bodies to edify the church or body of Christ in unholiness. My grounds and confusion with this mode and model of delivery of messages comes from biblical narrative and chronological history. God has always used prophets or prophetic ministry keyed in with the word to either reprimand, reprove, edify, or destroy, or warn on impending destruction from the Lord for iniquity or sin or repentance. The case in point is Jonah, Elijah to Israelites, even our Lord Jesus Christ. But the ministry, holiness revival ministry, publicly condemned all churches and ministers in Nigeria except 102, Deeper Life Bible Church, saying categorically that they all had missed their way, in error, or God had rejected and didn't know them. And many of them, 99.9%, are destined to hell. I know God is God and can use anybody he chooses to deliver any message. But how come among all the prophets scattered around Nigeria, God never confirmed nor validated these messages or delivered it through such means as it followed biblical principles or chain of command? Does it mean that all the whole prophets today are all really in error? Lastly, the aforementioned ministry is preaching holiness, restitution, etc., which I concur with and mirrors your mandate and message. Only difference is you are very humble, unassuming, and without sentiment or prideful condemnation. Even when you reprove or have a difference based on principles, you don't do it arrogantly as if you are inadvertently placing your ministry as God's choosing choice while condemning all others. The former has called men of God by their names and condemned them roughly. I couldn't believe it when I heard the Redeemed Christian Church of God's GO condemned, Canaan Land, Apostle Suleiman, etc., etc., Pastor Moses. From my view, without deliverance, one cannot live a holy life if one has generational family curse or poverty, adultery, or sin, etc. These are specific strongholds beyond occasional sins, which needs deliverance from demon or poverty. Then the person can be able to fend for himself and family, and hence resist temptation in such areas. If one isn't delivered and goes to church, and out of frustration steals, holiness messages will only be messages. What do you think, sir? What's your name? You don't tell us where you are coming from. But certainly, you may be a Nigerian. From your comment or question here, two things stand out. Number one, if there is a message, the scriptural pattern is that it will come through the prophets. And from what you are saying, the brother that wrote this, you believe that there are prophets in Nigeria. Why is God not using any of them to confirm what people like Sister Linda of Holiness Revival Ministry, what she was saying some time ago? I believe those are the things. And after her, many more sprang up and almost repeating the same thing. And many of them are women anyway. So your question is, why did he leave those prophets if it is God? I'm picking people who are not known prophets. What that reminds me is in the days of Ahab, that there were 400 prophets in Israel. And things were going wrong, and none of those 400 prophets spoke a word. The reason was simple. The same reason prevails now. They were blinded by materialism. Hallelujah. They were always in Aso Rock. They are always in governor's houses. The probe that is going on all over Nigeria now, why didn't any of those prophets, why didn't they speak against it? None of them spoke against what was going on. Didn't they know? Maybe they didn't know. And the reason is the same thing that blinded Balaam's eye blinded the prophets in Nigeria and probably the whole of Africa. Praise the Lord. So God decided to use these young girls to rebuke them. I have two instances to tell you this. The first one is scriptural. Why would God use an animal to prophesy? Balance us. Praise the Lord. And secondly, it has happened right before me in this church. Amen. Praise the Lord. The same condition happened in this church. I have never said this is a perfect church. In fact, the same condition of Corinthian church is the same condition of Bride Assembly Church. The Corinthian church is the only church we see so many gifts. There were so many gifts, and they were the most carnal church that Apostle Paul met. So there it is in that Corinthian church that is full of gifts that a man was found guilty of, filled with the Holy Ghost, so went to collect in 1 Corinthians chapter 5 his own father's wife. Amen. For the church, the same thing that happened here. It's everywhere. So, here it has happened before. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. When danger was coming to this church, none of our prophets here saw it. But they were going for the deluge of family deliverance all over the world. Okay. So it's the same setting. It was after it happened that they all woke up. What did it happen? So it is in Nigeria. Praise the Lord. The condition of our prophets, they were too materialistic minded for God to reveal the condition of the church to them. So God, who can raise stones to worship him, decided to use those vessels to warn them. I believe that is the reason. Praise the Lord. I made a comment earlier on concerning Linda and her revelations. And that is always the problem also with many gifted people. We have tried, I've raised up so many of them here, where sometimes when you are prophesying, even including those who prophesy under anointing, that is the gift of prophecy. Thus said the Lord, they speak in tongues, they prophesy, they speak in tongues, they prophesy. Sometimes the spirit of prophecy has left them. They begin to talk their own mind. God has finished talking, they will add their own. Plus, the one, if God was rebuking, when the spirit of God has finished, then that person will continue with it. So remembering all the one way you don't see before, it go add them on top. So I believe that was what happened with people like Linda. When she would have spoken generally, then she decided to mention some churches and their names and say they are the true churches. That was where she added her own. For her to say Deeper Life and Holiness Reviver, and that they are the only true church of God. And I have used them, look at my Bible standard, and found those ones, he said they are perfect. Far from the Bible. And God sent us a message in this age. They shout, preparing them for the rapture. And those people know nothing about it. And he said they are the only true church. And they are denominational churches that have no pattern in the Bible. With branches everywhere. headquarters with a Nicolaitan setting. That is why I say she added her own. I don't know. I'm also aware, the writer of this, that some of us worship God with respect to persons. And when they mention the name of your idol, you get offended. You have high regard for the GO of Redeem. High regard for the Jew of Canaan land, and somebody is mentioning their name in a derogatory manner, you get offended. Well, that is a problem you have. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. For it is you that think they are great. If we bring some of them down to the Bible standard, you will soon discover there is no greatness in them other than what you make them great by. Praise the Lord. Thank you very much. Okay, let me take another one. Another question from Francine Kongweme. You say, Shalom, sir. I'm happy to be one of the bride at last. I'm free. Please, can someone get correct water baptism and still has no gift? Your prayer life begin to be tried and you find it very difficult to pray again. Daddy, why is it so? And what can be done to remedy it? Sister Francine from Cameroon, you say, God bless you. Yes, can one receive correct water baptism and still has no Holy Ghost? Correct water baptism depends on your understanding of correct water baptism. There are some people that enter water for deliverance. It is a wrong baptism, although they do it in the name of Jesus Christ. Correct water baptism begins with first repentance. If you have not repented and you go and enter water, you have only gone to swim. You will enter a dry sinner and come out a wet sinner. Praise God. Water baptism is an expression of your decision. I believe that Jesus Christ died for me. I die with him. I am buried with him. And I have my hope of resurrection with him. Hallelujah. Once you do that, you position yourself for the next stage, because then your sins are now remitted and then God will give you the Holy Ghost, certainly. But he decides what time, when to give you. Some, even before the water baptism, they will receive. Some, as they are coming out of that water, they will receive. Some, after the water baptism, it could take some years. Praise the Lord. But the fact that you desire the baptism of the Holy Ghost is evidence that you are a candidate for it. Because the evidence of water, that there is water somewhere, is the test you have. If there's no water, you will not feel thirsty. Praise the Lord. So yes, Francine from Cameroon, you certainly get the Holy Ghost if you do the correct water baptism. So be in expectation and he will grant your heart desire. None of his will be lost. None. He has a reason why he prolongs some and he gives some immediately. God bless you. Praise the Lord. Amen. Okay, another question. Shalom, Pastor Moses. Always love watching you. I really love your persona and character. You speak truth, rarely preached or touched on by regular churches. Pastor Moses, I saw the interview you had weeks back. Immediately it was posted, I watched it immediately. You promised to post a follow-up of interview with her, I believe that is Sister Nena, on all messages she had to deliver to God's bride. And I have been expecting a follow-up. Furthermore, you stated that Sister Nena gave an earlier message prior to this January 1. But we who are kith and kin in spirit with you weren't privy to it. I would really love to humbly request for posts of all her messages to be added to your YouTube channel for us to be edified also. Sir, there are so many questions begging my mind in respect to her testimony. I don't know if Sister Nena would mind answering or clarifying them, or will it be more convenient for us to email her queries, clarifications, direct to her, church email address, or through you, sir. We need to learn a lot. With that, sir, I still don't understand her ministry. As she said, she's part of God's end time army. But what is her specific task in such apparatus of God? Or is it on a need to know basis? What is she called as? Example, prophetess or intercessor or deliverance minister? In prophetess, how does her call differ from other prophets and prophetesses in bride assembly in terms of content and context of messages or prophecies? Is it a different administration of God's spirit, or is it the same? So I'm dying to learn more and know. Sir, in response to your message during Shiloh, deliverance for sale, there is something I want you to touch on. Many prophets quote scripture. You cannot go to a prophet empty-handed. Citing Elisha, widow of Zarephath, and Naaman the Syrian, also most popular scripture quote: he that gives to a prophet shall receive a prophet's reward. But oftentimes, people live with more pain and discouragement than they came with. That's when they meet those prophets. What about freely you receive, freely give? Shalom, sir. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Well, let me pick some of this. I hope I will remember all you say. First, concerning the messages Sister Nena has given, she has given only one before that was titled Yet Another Day. That was in 2011. And the second one she's given was in 2015, sometime in December. And they are in our archives. Go to our website. I think it's also in the YouTube. The title is Yet Another Day. And concerning what is her ministry? Now this is the problem we have. And the enemy has used that so much to bamboozle innocent souls. Listen. The estate of the church today, amen, my advice to all the believers is, forget about any claim anybody makes. I am a prophet. And that is the problem we have. When a group of people came to our little fellowship in 1989, when I was living in Ikoyi. You know I was living in Ikoyi. You understand where I was living. I was living in Ikoyi. That's where big men live. It's very expensive to have a property in Ikoyi. In case you are listening to me from around the world, say, where is Ikoyi? Ikoyi is a highbrow area in Nigeria, Lagos. Only big men live there. In fact, that was where Dodan Barak was located. Our president was living there before he moved to Abuja. I have lived there for 2 years. Praise the Lord. Okay, now they came. Somebody is confused. Now, prince, he had a deal. Ikoyi prince. Somebody came inside the prison and said, God has sent us a messenger. And so, confusion started. Is it these people? These William Branham people. The first thing that was in my mind, and that should be the mind of every sincere person. If somebody says he is a messenger, where should your emphasis be? The message. You are not going to condemn somebody because he says he's a pastor. The first thing is, where is your church? If you say he's a prophet, what is the message? What are you prophesying? What are you saying? Hallelujah. Because I know so many people that get stumbled by the way a message is given. If it is Holy Ghost, will he be shaking like this? Will he be shaking like this? If it is Holy Ghost, will he fall down? Will he fall down? If it's the Holy Ghost, will he fall backward? Won't he fall forward in a worship form? See the English he's speaking. Does it mean that God does not know how to speak English? When you watch that, you will miss what they are saying. Praise the Lord. You must be sincere enough to know that God can speak to you even through a little child. God can speak to you through a madman on the street, a mad woman on the street. You must be sensitive enough. Your emphasis anywhere, because a lot of these people who carry big titles, archbishop, reverend doctor, very reverend, senior reverend, they have no message. They have nothing to say. Nothing to satisfy the yearning of your soul. And it is some of those who are just common like me that did not even go to any Bible school that will say something that may... We have no title because we didn't go to any school. And we don't belong to any organization that will promote us. And we may be those that will say something that you need to hear. And so, whether you are a woman, a little child, an old man, whatever you say, if you come to me and say, God has asked me to tell you something, I will humble myself to listen. After that, you want me to place the person, now you sabi, which one be in office? I am not in the business of placing the people, I am in the business of hearing what God is going to say. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. But when it comes to ordaining ministers, I will never ordain Sister Nena as a prophetess. No matter how accurate the prophecy is, because doing that will be contrary to the Bible. A woman cannot be ordained into the fivefold ministry. Praise the Lord. No matter how anointed she is, that will be breaking the scripture. Amen. But God can use a woman in any area, but not in leadership where there are men. Praise the Lord. And so, she's operating certainly one of the gifts in 1 Corinthians chapter 12. God bless you. That's the other aspect. Okay. Where you say, they quote that you don't come to a prophet empty hand. Amen. He said, how do we also look at the one that says, freely you receive and freely you give? Take note, scripture cannot be broken. Hallelujah. When you say freely you give, it means you must not demand it. When it becomes a precondition for you to minister to someone as a prophet, then you have commercialized the gospel. There are churches that before you see the man of God, you pay for card. Or they force you to buy the church material. Buy his tape, buy his book, buy his magazine. Oh, you must sew for this television program. Oh, you must pay to be lined up for special prayer. Those are commercial houses. Any minister that does that is not a servant of Jesus Christ. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. It is wrong. And I'm telling you that those people, no converted person will do that. Well, that is another thing entirely. I have clarified that in the message I preached, anointing for sale, to let you know who they are. But now listen, church. Amen. Now this is the wisdom you should put, all believers, anywhere you are hearing me. Amen. Because the enemy has hijacked. You see, there are two things, two areas of our Christian life that I am telling you that you must listen. Many people disagree with me, but it still stands. You can't do it otherwise. Number one, Satan has hijacked it, these two areas, very, very well. Number one is in the area of marriage. Listen, according to the scripture, once you are married as a believer, there is no divorce. It is for better, for worse. That is the scripture. But serpents and tares have hijacked that. And Satan will do an assignment on a genuine believer and bring somebody who will masquerade as a believer on an assignment against a believer. After he marry you, finish. Disguises as an angel of light. Thank you. Then he show you. They even remind you, say you cannot divorce. The Bible says so. I have therefore, listen church, in every appearance of the enemy, God will raise a standard to counter it. And that is what the fivefold ministry is all about, to watch over the sheep. So that you will see when this serpent smuggle in, you will know what to do. Therefore, I added as a condition, the Lord Jesus Christ said, except it be for fornication, you cannot put your wife away. I have added by my office as an overseer of God's children that you can also put him away, put her away, if you marry by deceit. Marriage by deceit. When you find out that the thing that he presented that enabled you to make a decision to marry him was false. Hallelujah. You can divorce and heaven will say amen. I'm going to marry the right person. That is one of it. The second one is, the Bible says, don't come to a prophet empty-handed. Now, how do I know whether you are a true prophet or not? Because you put signboard, now make me come. Therefore, this is wisdom. Withhold what you want to give him until you have confirmed that he is genuine. What is this man saying? Hallelujah. If I come to you, you say you're a prophet. Prophesy, make I see now. What you tell me, listen, church, it is not a message to me. If you know my name, you have never met me before. You say, your name is Moses. I say, hey, you come from Akwanga. Ha! Wonderful. Was I in doubt of where I came from? Is there a message to me? I come from Akwanga. So is that a message? Is that a prophecy? I am waiting for the message. Hallelujah.
I come to you. Do you believe me to be a man of God? I said, sure. They watch you for television. He, bah! I fall down. My problem not to fall down. Do I have problem falling down before? Even if you don't push me, I can push myself. I will fall down. Praise the Lord. Therefore, that is no evidence that you are a man of God.
Hey, you see why some of them don't like this man when they talk? Hallelujah, because I am in the business of removing mumu from your head. Hallelujah.
But if you tell me, by this time this will happen, I will hold on to it. If that thing happened that time,
then I will come to you. Prophet, through God talks to you.
Now, I will not come, if I will even come prepared.
Hallelujah. And I'll give you more than you even expect. And they spoil some people's business now. That is wisdom. That is wisdom. So that they will not dupe you. Amen. Confirm to me you're a prophet. I didn't find fruit of the womb. You tell me how God has given you now. Do you believe me to be a servant of God? Believe and go. I say, sir, when now? Then you say, you shake head. By this time next year. Praise God. I go make my vow for my heart. If truth will come to pass, then next year the thing no come to pass. I come meet you. Now me come 2 years ago. When you tell me, say 1 year ago, I go get nothing happen. Then you are telling me it's because you don't have faith. You don't have faith. I don't get faith, Abby. And they find fruit of the womb for 20 years. I don't get faith. Which faith you get before you get children up and down? Who told you people receive children by faith? Just move away from him. And some of them will call you and start to threaten you. If you don't come, anything that happened to you, come to happen, just know that you have jammed a babalao. Run to a genuine man of God to counter it for you. Amen. There are some that will pursue you. Take you. You go see them for dream. They pursue you. They will tell you if you don't come here, anything that happened to you, you will not live. Before you know an accident, through they come. You have met a witch. Better start fasting. Carry his name to a higher altar. And that God will disconnect you from him. Praise the Lord. Another one.